Welcome back to Mr. Africa, your personal finance advisor. Today's episode is called Master Your Craft. We've had an amazing feedback on the first three episodes, so I invite you to pause and listen to the first three episodes if you haven't, and then come back here. So, in the very hard African job market, you've been able to land a job. So you have your first small job. Maybe you've been working for a year. This episode is all about teaching you what you need to do in order to put yourself on the next level. Remember, the focus here is wealth creation. The focus is multiple sources of income. And you're someone who was not lucky enough to have capital raised from parents. You're someone who really started from zero. You had to learn particular skills and fight hard to get a job. Now, once you have the job, there are a couple of things that you need to prioritize and a couple of things that you need to do. And the first one is mastering your craft. Regardless of what field you're working in, you might be a nurse, you might be a marketing assistant, you might be an engineer, but if you've been able to land a job in Africa, you're part of the fortunate few already. So you need to make sure that you maintain your job. You need to make sure that you're really performing very well. I always say that it's very important to always make sure that you're the best. Regardless of what you're doing, if you're working in the marketing department, you need to make sure that you're the best in that department. That is the only way that you put yourself on another level. That is the only way that you consistently create value for your employer and they retain you. That is the only way that you get promoted. And getting promoted means more income, which is what we're talking about. We're trying to raise capital. So if you're making more money, that means that you're able to save a lot more for your investments. So this is not going to happen overnight. You need to really master your craft. You need to make sure that you're educating yourself. You're using your access to internet in a positive way. You're reading about whatever you're doing. And this will help you set yourself apart, maintain your job, be excellent, be irreplaceable, literally in your company. And that's how you control and be able to get promotions and a salary raise. This is very, very important. So once you're able to get to that state and you're saving a lot more, it gives you a flexibility on your investment options. This is the only way that you'll be able to raise more money and invest a little bit more. Now, one of the other very important things that you need to do as we talk about mastering your craft, you want to make sure that you have a very strong professional profile online. Now, there's a couple of websites that you could use, but I'll specifically talk about LinkedIn. LinkedIn is, in Africa, is the most popular professional website. And we all face this challenge in Africa, regardless of where you're coming from. If you're coming from French-speaking countries or East Africa or the South, we all face the same problem. Most of the SMEs will just employ, the CEOs will employ their cousins, they will employ the people they know, their relatives and all that. But the fact of having a good and strong professional profile online puts you in a different box, because all the serious companies in Africa recently have been using LinkedIn as a tool to recruit a good personnel. So you avoid this trap. You avoid the fact of only getting a job, a better job, because of being the nephew of so-and-so. But you're employed because of your merit, because of your performance, because of your profile. So it's very important that you get onto LinkedIn, build a very strong profile, make sure that your profile is rated all-star, I'm more than glad to share a couple of profiles that could actually give you an idea of what you need to put in place. Email me on MrAfricaTeam1@gmail.com in case you would need details on this. I'm glad to help. So once you have your strong profile, puts you on the map, and all the serious employers will actually look at the good things that you're able to do, the value that you're able to bring to their companies, and recruit you. So recruiting you, bigger company, bigger job, you know, puts you on the map, and actually you're able to start getting international jobs. If you're residing in Cameroon, you don't have to work in Cameroon for the rest of your life. You could get opportunities in East Africa, in the South of Africa, in Namibia, and all these other countries. So having this good and strong professional profiles helps you with this objective. So once you are able to create that and have it in place, you know for sure that you're doing good. The last thing that I'm going to talk about here in terms of LinkedIn is having a paying for a premium account. You know, if I'm an employer today and I'm looking for a big managerial position, I'm looking to fill a big managerial position in my company, I want to know that you actually care about your profile. You actually care about how you look, about how your professional experience is presented on LinkedIn. So if I see that golden star that actually shows that you own a premium account, you're automatically more interesting. And second, you actually even appear on the top when recruiters are trying to search for different profiles. So this is of utmost importance. Get a premium account. Only cost a few bucks a month. You already have your job. Get a premium account. Put yourself in a better position and try to snatch these bigger jobs with bigger pays, and with the objective of saving, putting aside a bigger chunk of money for your investment. So thank you very much. Next episode is going to be very, very interesting. Gives you an idea of what you can do now with a bigger, slightly bigger investment. So I'll be glad to get your feedback. Hit me up on MrAfricaTeam1@gmail.com. Thank you.